Hello, everybody, and welcome again. We appreciate your viewing or listening to this podcast tonight. I have Stella Ter Steeg in this special evening we have here, because we're going to talk about how to choose the birth control methods that's perfect for you. We got a lot of questions about birth control and what to choose. There are different options, and Stella is also a coach for woman empowering. So Stella, what's your opinion, and how did you come to work with women in this case?
Well, thank you so much for having me, Patricia. I'm very excited to be here and talk about this topic tonight. As you already introduced me shortly, I'm a women empowerment coach, and what I do, I help young women make up their own rules to live by. So live life on their own terms instead of those of others, instead of living according to expectations of society and the people in their direct environment. And I think this fits perfectly into this context, that also choosing the birth control that is best for you also has to do with the fact that there are certain expectations, or maybe you started taking the birth control pill from a very young age. And I think it's very important also the process of choosing the perfect birth control for you, that it's also a process of defining what do you need, what do you want, with which method do you feel most comfortable in your own body and just most comfortable in daily life. So that's why I really wanted to do this podcast together on this topic. So how can you choose the method that works best for you, both that works best for your physical and emotional health, but also the one that you feel most comfortable with?
Yes, because there are different options. Yeah, we're going to talk about all the options that are available. So let's call the non-hormonal and the hormonal options. Before you begin, you have the questions, what in my case is the best option? So there are a few different points that you can look at for how to make your choice. So what is your experience from the last days, last years, months or years? What did you do? Do you have a birth control pill? Do you want to change to another one or another methods? Or do you expect or do you have different side effects or health issues? So that are a few topics for women, what I hear, because I come in contact with women in every age. And so more younger women nowadays choose a natural birth control, as to say, but that's not a good term, because if you want to go all natural, you don't talk about birth control, but we discuss it later. But so if you're old or if you're young, perhaps you over the 40s, so that's another phase in your lifetime. But what I'm most of all advise is to go off from birth control 1.5 years before you have a pregnancy wish. So if you want to have a child or more children, decide early to make your own choices to come off the birth control and follow your own cycle. Better to choose early on for a natural methods, as the fertility awareness based methods. But if that's not the case, choose or, and that's the reason why we make this video and podcast, to show you all the different options. Because when you don't know what the options are, you don't know what to choose. So we all have the experience when we go to the doctor, then there's a little recipe, and you go to the pharmacy, and then that's your choice. But it's good before you do that to watch these videos and to listen to podcasts when you go on my website, patriciadijkema.nl.
Yeah. Just to add here, I totally agree. And I think for a lot of girls, they start hormonal birth control. And I think in a lot of cases, they start with the hormonal birth control pill. They start at a very young age. So maybe around 15, 16 years old. Then probably you've only had a natural cycle for maybe 2 to 3 years, maybe for some girls a little longer, some girls a little shorter. So your body hasn't even gotten used to the menstrual cycle in general, and it still has to find a balance. But before it has the chance to find that natural balance in a menstrual cycle, we already start hormonal birth control. And I think that's why we come when you pass 20s, and nowadays we become more aware, which is a very good thing. And you decide, oh, I guess I want to go off the birth control pill or try something else. As you said, what are my options? How can I try out different things? Which medical specialist can I see about that? Is it just my house doctor, or maybe I need to go to the gynecologist? For me, for example, when I got off the pill about 2 years ago, like 1 year, 9 months, I didn't get my period afterwards. And just as a disclaimer, I still don't have my period, which also has another reason. But as you said, in case I would have already gotten the wish to get pregnant, well, then it wouldn't have been possible until today. So there is a lot coming at you when you decide to change birth control. And I think it's a very good thing that we're doing here, and also in other parts of the world, there's more awareness about the effects of hormonal birth control and other types of birth control on the female body, and that we get more educated on this topic and know what to choose, how the choosing process is going, and how to make the choice with your eyes wide open.
Yes, I agree. We have to be aware that our period or menstrual cycle is a very necessary sign of your body. And how early on, with 13 years, 14 years, I hear girls are going on the pill. So what is your experience with your body? How are you embracing your body, your signs from your body? Nowadays, some women don't even know what it is to have a menstruation or what to feel in the body and during your natural cycle, that you feel in the different phases, that you feel different, that it's usual, that it's okay to feel different. And when you start taking contraceptions, then there can be all the side effects, all the different side effects from heart and deep diaphragmatic thrombosis or mood swings, depressions, stomach and colon problems. You can have headaches, lower libido, so acne also, skin problems, thyroid problems. And on the copper IUD, then heavy periods, heavy bleeding, stomach pains, and all those things. So we hope we can bring you a little bit forward in this, all those problems. And first, we often call the contraceptions, we often call them hormonal and non-hormonal. But I want to tell you something. We don't speak about hormones. In those products are no hormones. The only way you can get hormones is by producing it with your own body. You can produce your own hormones, and all your hormones you have, like insulin, but also estrogen, progesterone, those hormones are necessary for every cell in your body, from up to down. All the cells and all the organs in your body need those hormones. So they are very necessary. And you can see what happens when you skip that. When you say, oh, I take some hormones to compress my natural cycle.
Yeah.
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 And that's a choice.
Of course, yes.
We've been there. I used the hormone contraception pill for a lot of years, and I used Marina also. I had it, and I had very very much problems with it. It was not feeling well. I felt it during active and sports, running. I felt the Marina IUD in my belly. It was not okay.
Yeah, exactly. Oh. And then on the side, also the emotional side effects of how you're feeling. For example, I remember the last phase of me using the birth control pill. I used for about 10 years, which is a very long time if you think about it, but 10 years. And then at the end, I had these incredible mood swings where I could just start crying about nothing at all. And people would look at me like, what are you crying about? Like, I don't know what I'm crying about. I had these terrible mood swings. And also when I got off the pill, and I think for a lot of women, they have a similar experience, is that they feel as if like this heavy blanket falls off and that they experience their emotions in a more intense way. Libido skyrocketed as well. I mean, these things, we want those things. We want to feel more present inside of our own bodies and feel, as you say, we want to feel it cycling. We want to feel like we change. It's the main sign that our body is working as it should be working.
So let's watch what are the different options.
Yes.
I share with you the website, the CDC website about contraceptive help and health, and what you see are here the different options. So we have the options who are reversible, you can change, but there are also irreversible options. As we know, the permanent methods, as sterilization for female or male sterilization. So, but let's talk about the IUD. So we have the so-called hormone IUD and we have the copper IUD. In this website, you see a little bit explanations about the method. And you also see the typical use failure rate. That's the way we explain what is the failure rate. So how many percent of the 100% in a year is this method failing? So 0.4% as example from the Marina is failing, yeah, every year. So you see every method has a sign about that. And if we go to the implants, as we call here the implanon, there's a little thing,
tube
that they put in your arm, and they have to make a scarf so that they can put it in, and it will stay over years there. But it is very it's very good in the failure rates. 0.1% is the failure rate. Then there is a shot. You can take a shot every 3 months. You have to go to the doctor or the assistant that she can give you a shot with the hormonal contraceptions. And the failure rate of the shot is 4%. So that's a little bit more. Those two, the implant and the injection, the shots are very heavy, as to say, because they are constant in a dose in your circulation. So it circulates in your body, in your blood. And you can understand that is a direct way from your arm or from your muscle that it comes in your bloodstream. And there we see a lot of side effects and also depletion of vitamins and minerals with those methods. From the oral contraceptive,
maybe a question here for the both the injection and the implant. Why do you think, or what is your experience with why women choose one of these two methods?
You want to have something and don't think about everything. No, yeah. Don't think about it. They want to live their life and
be done with it.
And do everything and don't want to remember about taking a pill or do something before having sex or some kind of things. But they're also, it's a very effective for women who, some women have difficulties for remembering things. So then the doctor can give you the advice for, okay, be sure and take the shot or take the implants. But I hear a lot of women that say, oh my God, it took me, I had a lot of pain inserting the implants. And after the year, so when you can, when you choose to go on the oral contraceptive, as we know by the pill, then you have the pill with the chemical estrogen and the chemical progestin. And this one has a failure rate of 7%. So you have to say the pill is in normal use, in normal everyday life, practical. It has only 93% liability.
Which also has to do, I think, with the human error, right? That women forget to take it, or they have to throw up or have diarrhea or anything in that sense, which makes it less safe. Or I think also antibiotics influence the function of
forget to take the pill on a Wednesday evening and is half away in your let's say strip. Yeah? Then it's not really a problem. But the science know that when you have your stop week, how could you call, you take
your gap week,
that week that you are off the pill, that you have to stop, and when the woman forgets to start again with a new strip, that are the critical days. Mm-hmm. And that's the reason why more and more general practitioners or gynecologists advise you to take the pill every day. Don't stop and take it every day. So, because I do not really believe if it's a fault from the woman. Of course, when you're sick, you have a fever, or you throw up, or you're having diarrhea, then nothing can stand in your body. But I suppose that there is, and this is very scary. I know what you're thinking. The doctor said it's 99%+ liable, but these are the real numbers. So what is the CDC? The CDC is the Center of Disease Control Organization in the United States. It's a big organization, and on their website you can find the numbers. You can see the number one, and when you scroll down, you can find all the references, so the studies. Then there's always a progesterone only pill, so there's only the progestin, right, the chemical progestin. And this is what we call the mini pill, also advised after giving birth, when you are breastfeeding, the doctor says, or the midwife says, oh, it's better to take half the hormones, so you're better off, but it's the same liability.
Yeah.
Also 7% failure rate. Then we have the patch, not that often used. It's the patch that goes on your body. And it's also 7% failure rate. And we have the hormonal vaginal contraceptive ring, also called the Nuva ring. That's a mark name. And that's also 7% failure rate. And I hear more and more often women using the Nuva ring, and same story, not always getting their periods right after stopping. Sometimes it can take 3, 4, or 6 months, or other women have very, very difficulties for getting the period back. And in what I have advised is when you stopped a contraception and you are 3 months further and there's no period, then give me an email. Because we know all those contraceptions are medical drugs, chemicals. So your body has to get over all these things, the chemicals in your body.
Let's get to get back in balance.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Sometimes that's very difficult. Then we go to the barrier methods and the diaphragm, and nowadays called the Kaya, C-A, Griekse I-A. That's a new diagram because in the early days, it was a cup form and not always that good fixing. So this one is better, the Kaya. So you place it in before having sexual intercourse. You have to use it with this spermicide that's killing the spermids. And but 70% failure rate. Then there's a sponge, not often used over here. I don't hear that so much. Suppose it's more in other countries, USA or Australia or New Zealand, that kind. Mm. Then we all know the male condoms, different size, different colors, and
different tastes and smells.
It's very important that the man chooses the one he likes that fits well, because when it's too big, too wide, then of course it's not a pleasure. So there are different kinds of male condoms. So go on the web and choose and try. But where's the number here? 13% failure rate. That's high. There's a female condom also, but has 21% failure rate. The spermicide has to use together with a diagram. But in the early days, some people use the spermicides only. And that's not a good idea, I suppose. But then we can go to the fertility awareness-based methods. And that's a group of methods. That's how you can get to know your body. That's how this body literature. That's follow your cycle, natural cycle, without interference from any kind of drugs. When you have your fertile days, you have to use a barrier method because there are your fertile days. And if you don't want to get pregnant, then you have to do something because those days are the critical days. And we are not fertile every day of the month. Some people do still believe that you can get pregnant every day of the month, but that's a story. No. So the fertility awareness-based. I will explain those methods later on. First, we go to the lactation amenorrheumatoid methods, because of when you are breastfeeding your baby or your child, you can have no periods. But no periods is not a case for no ovulations. Starts first, and then you can have your first period. So this is not a very reliable method as a contraception. Yeah. So when there went something wrong, the condom went loose or broke, or you forgot to do something, then there's an emergency contraception. And some doctors want to choose or tell you about a copper IUD. So when that happens and you want to place a copper IUD, then you have the copper IUD for several years, perhaps. Yeah. So you have to think about it. It's not so to place the copper IUD and a week later you remove it. No, that's not the case. But the emergency contraceptive pills, as we know by the morning after pills, can take the pill up to 5 days after the unprotected sex. It's better to know when are the fertile days. And if something goes wrong during the fertile days, then you know, okay, I have to take my actions.
Mm-hmm.
But when you are in your unfertile days, not fertile, then it's not necessary to take a morning after pill. It will not work, because the morning after pill will only expand the ovulation, yeah, so that the ovulation will be later, because 5 days before the ovulation, you have your fertile days already. So sperm can live over for 5 days maximum, yeah, inside. So if you have your ovulation on a Wednesday, and on Monday evening you had sex unprotected, then the sperm can live long as the on Wednesday the ovulation comes. Let's talk a little bit more about the fertility awareness-based methods, because it's a term more common in the United States, but not so much in the Netherlands where we live. More and more we say hormone-free. Yeah? We want to go hormone-free. But what you say is, yes, I want to have my own hormones to go and work for my body. So there are a few different options. An app, and you give in which days you have your menstruation, and that's it. But that is not very reliable. So, because the app is saying, okay, in the half of your next cycle, you will have your ovulation. But perhaps your body decides another way, another day to have your ovulation. You can take a fertility awareness device. That's what we call the fertility device method. And I will give you an example of what are the options for a device. Here you see the daisy, the thing you have to place under your tongue. So every morning when you get awake, what you do is to take your temperature under your tongue. And then the device gives you a light. Is it a fertile or a non-fertile day, unfertile day?
Or somewhere in between, right? There's also yellow days or orange days. Where it's
orange and red are the fertile days.
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
Because when you start, you have also the orange days, the orange color.
Mm-hmm.
So, and when it's green, you're past your fertile days. And we also have the Ladycom device. It's looking like this. It's a round device with a cable where the sensor is on, and you also put it under your tongue to take your temperature. And these devices are well studied, and they are on the market for 35 years already. So that's a very long time. Very popular around the world, and more women choose to have to follow their own cycle and to take their own decisions. Huh? So you know what it is, and you have to take your own decisions. So only the temperature ends you giving your menstruation days. So that's what an intern algorithm in the device can calculate if it is a fertile or non-fertile day. And then there are a few fertility awareness-based methods that you can also observe your cervical mucus. The cervical mucus changes during your natural cycle, not when you're on the pill or when you have an IUD. No, there's no. Then you don't have to watch what is your cervical mucus looking like. No, in a natural cycle, there's a different structure from the cervical mucus.
And also, maybe for the information of the listeners who think cervical mucus, what is that?
Okay,
it's a form of vaginal discharge. So the thing you find in your panties, which can be a little white, or like sometimes they compare to egg whites type of consistency. And throughout your cycle, it's a different type of consistency. It has a slightly different color. During your fertile days, your cervical mucus is a little more sticky and thick, I think. And normally it's supposed to be like that. And it serves as the transportation of the sperm cells. So to get it faster to the egg. So that's why
it feeds the sperm. So it's food for the sperm.
Yeah.
So how better the cervical mucus is, there's the quicker the sperm can swim.
They say sperm are very fast swimmers, but actually the cervical mucus is what actually speeds them up.
Yes, and it has to give a straight way up. And that's during your most fertile days, then the mucus is. And so when you're on the toilet and you wipe after your pee and you wipe, and you can, then you can watch the structure between your fingers, if it's sticky, an egg white. So that's how you can observe these things. And perhaps you count it down or you write it down. Or it can be in an app or on a piece of paper in a calendar, or as in the app for the daisy, you can go also give it a sign in the app. It's not necessary for giving you the green or the yellow or the red light. It's more from, yeah, I want to see how my body is working. I want to see how it's functioning. It's a sign of how it is with your vaginal flora. So it's also a sign of health. And then you can see how the position of the uterus is. So that's a third way to monitor or to observe how's your cycle going. What I said, you can make a plan, you can make a calendar, or you can use an app, or you can go on a course and you can learn all these things. As Sensiplan gives the option to follow the instruction, and then you observe your body signs. There's also the app and the temperature methods as natural cycles. Natural cycles has the intern algorithm in the app. So you use a temperature, a loose device, and there you take your temperature under the tongue and you put as it is 36.4 in the app. And then the app tells you, okay, it's a fertile or non-fertile day. That's a little bit different as we have with the Daisy and the Ladycomb.
It can be a little bit overwhelming, all of the options that are out there. Once, what I can recommend all women do at a certain point is just to see how their natural cycle is. So just go off whatever type of hormonal or birth control or non-hormonal birth control you're on, and just see how your body responds to that and how your natural cycle takes form. I think for a lot of women, they have no idea because they have been on hormonal birth control for so many years and they have literally no idea. So I can really recommend, this is a very important step in the process of getting to know your body for the full 100% from head to toe. And also the thing, for example, with the Daisy is an amazing method that it's reliable. It's easy. You take your basal temperature in the morning. It's the same type of habit as taking your birth control pill. It is just in a different form, but it's just a habit. Before you get out of bed, you measure your temperature. Yes, there are days where you maybe have to choose to use a condom. And I think for a lot of women, they feel like, oh, but that's not easy. I don't like condoms. Sex is not as good with condoms. But nowadays you have condoms that are so thin and still reliable. So it's perfectly fine. And I guess just a way of getting used to it. But I think what's most important, what's on number one, is your own health. That's what's most important, and not how easy you want something to be. Or I think what's also very important to notice is that if your partner maybe has a different opinion on you going off hormonal birth control, because for him it's also getting too used to condoms again or whatever. But your health is what matters most. And if you have that in mind, then that's what matters most. That's most important.
You have to live in your body your whole life. And when you're a mom and you're having a few children, then your life is busy. And then it's very nice that you can rely on your head and that you can focus and that you can see clearly and know the decision that you have a nice mood to live your life, because life can be beautiful, but it can be a very big problem when something interrupts. And so that are the decisions. And I can understand when you're young and you have to make a decision in this kind of thing. And most doctors, you said, go to your doctor and go to the gynecologist, but the most of them here over in the Netherlands don't really give the information, the right information to the woman. And that's the biggest point here. They think the Daisy and the Ladycomb are, as you go to the shop and you get your own thermometer and you measure and you think, okay, today's green or today is red. You decide yourself, that's what they think, but they don't know exactly what the intern algorithm is doing. It gets to know your body. It's something in your body changes. So if your ovulation is earlier or your ovulation is later, then it can follow you. So yeah, that's very important to know, because you always get the information. Be always smarter as that person where you go to. Stands for your own life and stand for your own body. Be a warrior instead of a warrior. So don't make that much of worries, anxiety, and angry, but stand for your own body. And of course, you can ask your doctor questions, and you make a smart impression when you know more and ask it. And sometimes ask, oh, do you know exactly what it is? Can you explain me what it is? Because someone who gives you an explanation has to know the information. So.
Exactly. Yeah, I think we both agree that it's very important to make your own decisions. And when you're young, it can be difficult also with the opinions of others around you. Maybe, as you said, your doctor will say, oh, just go on the pill. That's just easy. Yeah. But just make the decision with your eyes wide open. Make sure that beforehand you've done your own research. You've asked all of the questions that raised for you, and that you make a decision that works best for you. But I think if women have any doubts, they can always contact you and also go on the DAISY website and patriciadijkema.com. I also wrote a couple of blog posts on hormonal birth control on my own website, thehappywomencompany.com. So just make sure that you are well informed. Yes, this is one of the blog posts that I wrote. Yeah, and just to raise more awareness for women to be more literate, than body literacy, to understand their bodies, it's very important. It's essential. So yes, Patricia, thank you so much for your information. I hope everyone who's listening learned something, and that they are ready to make a choice, or are ready to go into the process of maybe going off hormonal birth control and start to understand their natural cycle, or have more information about what to choose from. And just know that there's more than the pill, that you have a lot of options, and that you are free to choose whatever works best for you.
We have the masterclass here. It's in Dutch because I'm a Dutch girl. And now with this conversation, I found out, oh, I have to practice my English more to speak more fluently. Stella, thank you very much. I like you very much, and speak to you next time.
Yes, thank you so much. And thank you so much for listening.
Yes. Have a good day.